fire.
Good morning.
Disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. He's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. Here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Adam Kirchvill here with you in the morning to take you through this astoundingly beautiful Monday morning. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be like 28 outside right now. Feels a little bit more like 40. It's going to warm up as the day goes on, but not to mention the fact that Wednesday is going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm talking 70 degrees. It's oh man, what did I just turn off? Oh no, my intro music stopped. Oh, that's really sad. Anyway, 70 degrees on Wednesday. It's going to be amazing, amazing, amazing outside, and I am extremely looking forward to it. But since my intro music just kind of stopped and it is quiet right now in the studio, I guess we might as well get started with what we do every Monday morning, which is, of course, some beautiful music. Once again, here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, you're listening to Monday Morning Madness with your host, Adam Kirchvill. We'll be right back.
shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
Shot.
Tokyo Police Club. There you go. End of a Spark on 91.5 FM. On Monday Morning Madness, that's a lovely, lovely song. Came out in 2010. And that's probably the first time I've listened to that song in quite a few years. I'm glad I just pulled that up. But yeah, it is absolutely so nice outside. I keep looking out the window and I'm so excited. This kind of signals to me that spring might possibly be starting to get here, though not like we really had a winter. I mean, it seemed like we just went straight from fall to spring. I mean, I guess I'm not complaining, but it does seem a little weird. I mean, I think we had, what, 2 snowstorms? So we'll see. I mean, it's supposed to rain on Thursday. Maybe if something goes totally crazy, it'll snow. That would be an experience, snowing after a day of 70 degrees. But I don't know. Right now, it looks absolutely amazing outside. And according to my weather chart, it seems like a lot of the country is looking that way, too. So maybe it's just a nice day. It's going to be a nice week for the whole country and hopefully, you know, the whole world. Wouldn't that be nice? But let's keep it going this morning. I think I was going to throw a little Lauryn Hill up at you guys. Haven't played her in quite some time. Re-listened to her a little bit last night and was once again just amazed by the quality of her voice. Just making sure I'm not going to play anything accidentally here. All right, let's do it. Here's Can't Take My Eyes Off of You off of the extended version of The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. It's not on the regular version, which is real sad because it's got to be one of the best songs on there. Here she is.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Okay. Oh, pretty baby, don't champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Squeeze me tight. President Nixon. Do you remember the bills you have to pay, or even yesterday? Have you been on America? Just you and your idol symbol.
David Bowie right there with Young Americans, surely waking you up in the morning. If nothing else does, David Bowie will. That's a wonderful song. And speaking of Young Americans, I was just reading in the news, came out yesterday, an interesting, the headline is people just won't stop stealing these road signs. And so basically the context of this news story is this: for the second time in 4 years, residents of a Maine town will vote on whether or not to change the name of a street. The street's name is called Katy Crotch Road. But so what they say is they don't know where the name came from. It's just always been called Katy Crotch Road. But basically they keep putting up new signs, and about a week after they put up a new sign, somebody comes and steals it. I guess because that's kind of a funny name. But I guess, speaking of Young Americans, who knows why college students decide to steal road signs like Katy Crotch Road, put them in their dorm room. There's something else a while back about highway. It was I think Highway 420 or something somewhere, and mile marker 420 is what it was, and people kept stealing the sign. So now there's a mile 419.9 marker and a mile 420.1 mile marker, but no 420 mile marker. You know, I guess because everyone's gotta get their kicks and their thrill somehow. But we'll take it down a little bit, changing mood. Here's a little bit of Fleet Foxes with Mykonos here in the morning. It's 7:28, almost 7:29. Let's take it away.
It's a funny way of coming around. The memories we've buried have just taken seed. That's a funny way of coming. A funny way of coming.
here in the morning. Wow, I love that song. That'll really wake you up and get you going. I just realized I'm behind on my typical PSA timing. 7:41. Usually I play this guy around 7:30. So let's take a listen at Financial Literacy Stuntman.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman. You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, we've already heard that one. I knew as soon as I clicked it that we've already heard it, but that's all right. I still like that one a lot, actually. Anyway, let's continue. Let's keep it going. Here's some Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Right, you know, their one album that they had together. Carry On. Let's do it.
Thank you.
a spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and
was Blood, Sweat, and Tears there with Spinning Wheel. They're all laughing now in the background. That wasn't too good, they said, but I like that song quite a bit. It is now just about 7:55 in the morning, which means that Monday Morning Madness has reached its end for this week. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining me. And of course, I look forward to seeing you guys next week. But your next show, Celtic Dawn, is about to take over. It's going to be a lovely, lovely morning for them, I would imagine, as it always is. But anyway, have a lovely, warm week. With the sun and the spring maybe coming around. I'll talk to you guys next week. Here's some Supertramp to carry you out in the morning.
got a bloody right to say. Right, you're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say. You know you got a right to say.